Okay, now on the line we have Dr. Joe Usinski calling in for the Conspiracy Countdown. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you, and I'm glad to hear that you're feeling better.
Yeah, getting there. Getting there. So what's new in the world?
So for this week, we are running into another conspiracy issue where we have Trump and we have the Parkland shooting still floating out there, and our conspiracy theorists out on the internet haven't moved past those two big ones yet. So I'm going to give a very special stylized countdown this week of the top movie conspiracy theories for the week. But before I do that, I do have a bonus for you. And there was one big conspiracy theory story that's just percolating through over the last 2 days, and that is that a D.C. council person came out and claimed, because of the recent snowstorms, that the Rothschilds control the weather, and they're making it snow on the East Coast right now.
Oh. Is there a reason that they're doing this?
Well, what a lot of people think is that it's because they're Jews, and that this is just a thinly veiled anti-Jewish conspiracy theory. So what has happened since he said this is that the media outlets have found other instances of this council person engaging in conspiracy rhetoric. And apparently some of his donors to his political campaigns, who are Jewish groups, have educated him about the anti-Semitism of this Rothschild conspiracy, and he has since apologized.
Well, good.
But I will also say, it's, you know, anti-Jewish conspiracy theories are very popular. They have been popular for a long time. They're popular in Europe, too. But even more interesting are the weather control conspiracy theories.
Yeah, but that's been going on for years. I've heard about that since I was a kid.
It really goes back, you know, millennia. I mean, now we live these very nice sheltered lives where the weather only affects us, you know, in extreme circumstances like hurricanes, the tornadoes. Longer-term trends like global warming, but go back, you know, to a time when we were subsistence farming. We didn't necessarily have conspiracy theories about the weather, but we had all these stories to explain why it rained or didn't rain, why the sun came up. So it all came down to the intentionality of some force, whether it was gods or devils or demons. If we sacrifice an animal or a human, it will make it rain. And now, you know, it's a dark force controls the snow. But I will tell you, I experienced it personally here in Florida right before the hurricane last fall, is that there, I was going through Target buying my supplies, my batteries and my water, and people in the checkout line were saying, Trump controls this. This is Trump's fault.
Oh, well, you know, you can't win. It's gone from the Nazis to the Jews to Trump, right?
So, and it is shocking. I mean, these weather events are very normal things. There's nothing out of the ordinary about a snowstorm in the Northeast, but you got to have somebody to blame.
Yeah, I guess you do. It makes you feel better. You can direct your anger toward someone.
Yes. So, our three movies for the week, and these are good ones, and I'm going to encourage people to find the accompanying videos on YouTube because these are fascinating. But number three, and I may have mentioned this on the program once before, and that is the Greece conspiracy theory. Hmm. And this is where people think that the entire plot of the Greece movie is actually Sandy's hallucinations as she drowns to death. If you remember the beginning of Greece, she's out in the ocean and she's drowning, and then the John Travolta character runs in and saves her.
Right.
The conspiracy theory is that the entire year at school is just in her imagination as she's sinking and drowning and her brain is getting more and more erratic. And the evidence for this is that toward the end of the movie, if you watch it, it gets really crazy, right? Yeah. And they're saying that these are the thoughts of a dying person as they drown to death.
Okay.
So that's a dark one. So you'll never watch Beast the same again.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But what's the conspiracy for? Like, why, like, I'm.
Well, they're using the term a little bit loose there to describe the fact that this is what they're insinuating the producers had in mind, but aren't telling anyone.
Oh.
So it's more of a secret than an evil plot.
Okay. I just thought maybe it was some liberal conspiracy, right?
It's that too.
Okay, good. That puts it right here. So good one.
Okay, so number two, moving up, is Star Wars, and there's two here. So one of the biggest movie series of all time, and one, there's a great video on YouTube, or actually a handful of them, that suggests that the most hated character, who isn't the Emperor or even Darth Vader, it's Jar Jar Binks from the prequels. They suggest he's actually the evil mastermind behind everything. So that's one. And the other one is that George Lucas is actually Luke Skywalker. Lucas Luke. You can see the connection there.
Yeah.
And that he is actually an alien from another planet, and this is his life story as Luke Skywalker.
Well, good. Good. I've always wanted to know. So we don't have to worry about who they are.
So whether you like the prequels or not, or if you like the Disney versions or not, just remember it's all true.
Oh, good. Yeah. So we have to change it to nonfiction.
Yes. And that goes the same for our number one movie conspiracy theory of the week, and that is Back to the Future actually predicts 9/11 and the Kennedy assassination, even though the movie came out 20 some odd years after the Kennedy assassination, and we didn't know that it predicted 9/11 until 15 years, or yeah, 15 years after 9/11 happened. But nonetheless, the big piece of evidence for this is that Marty McFly goes to meet Doc Brown in the parking lot of the Twin Pines Mall, Twin Pines meaning Twin Towers, at 1:16 a.m. And if you turn it upside down, it actually says 9/11. So 1:16 upside down to 9/11. And then they're attacked by Middle Eastern terrorists, at which point he goes back to the future.
Oh, but I thought the Jews did it. Well, we've had several guests come on and say it was all Jewish.
Oh my God. Well, the Back to the Future, Steven Spielberg says it was not the Jews, so.
Oh, so it's okay. So he's telling us how it is.
Yes, or he's in
Okay.
on it,
Yeah,
so
let's say he's in on Unbelievable. Well, so that's the big countdown and another great week.
Yeah, so I look forward to being back with you next week, and hopefully we'll have some new ideas from the fringe that I can share with everybody, and hopefully they won't be associated with Trump in any way.
Oh, good luck.
You're
Okay, thanks, Joe.
welcome.